Welcome to the Just As I Am podcast. It's your host, as always, Nicole. And last week, we talked about parting the Red Sea, but today we're going to talk about a major sea. Well, not really a major sea, but we're going to be talking about how God flooded the earth. We're going to be talking about Noah. So last week we talked all about Moses because you could say, I guess I was in my Moses era, and I'm not ashamed of that. I watched the Moses, the Testament of Moses series on Netflix, which I said was really good, and I probably will watch that. I know I said that last time, but I haven't rewatched it yet. But scrolling through Netflix, you know, if you watch something, then it'll recommend other stuff. And I found the movie from like 2014, Noah, right? With Russell Crowe and Emma Watson and all of those people in it. I can't say that my attention was glued to it the whole time. It wasn't a bad movie, okay? Don't get me wrong. If you want something that is 100% or at least 80% biblically accurate, it's probably not the kind of movie for you, but to each their own. It was fine, but if I was watching a story about Noah, let's face it, we'd be watching VeggieTales, am I right? They tell the story so well, don't they? So I've gotten into that, I've watched that, and then I found so many other movies and series on, like, biblical stuff. Like, I found something about Paul and David, and I've already watched the Samson movie, it's one of my favorites, but there was so much stuff, and I was like, where has this been? But anyways, so if you want to hang out with me today, I am going to be in, we'll start in Genesis 5 and go kind of sort of through Genesis 10. I am in the CSB version of the Bible, per usual. And in chapter 5, we basically are doing a genealogy here. Okay, and it's gonna take a minute, so just bear with me. But it has a purpose, okay? So, starting in chapter 5, we talk about Adam and his family, right? First man ever in his family. So, Adam was 130 when he had a son like him named Seth, okay? He lived 800 years after Seth was born and died at 930. I can't even imagine. Seth was 105 when he had his son Enosh. Enosh? I'm fixing to butcher these names, guys, so bear with me. And he had sons and daughters, and after all that, he lived 807 more years, so he died at 912. Enosh was 90 when he had Kenan, right? And then he had other children, and then he lived for 815 more years, and then he died at 905. Mahalalel was 65, so we're getting kind of reasonable with the childbearing, becoming a parent ages here. He was 65 when Jared was born, and he died 830 years later at the age of 895. Jared was 162, so he ruined it there, when he had Enoch. Enoch. He was born And then he lived 800 more years and died at 962. Enoch was 65 when Methuselah was born, lived a whole nother 300 years, and died at 365. Methuselah was 187 when Lamech was born and lived 782 more years, dying at a solid 969 years of age. Okay, here's where we get it. Lamech had a son at 182 years old named Noah. Finally, we're getting somewhere. So he has this son named Noah, and he says, "This one will bring us relief from the agonizing labor of our hands caused by the ground the Lord has cursed." So after this, he lives another 595 years, living a total 777 years. I like that it's all the same number, but that's just me. So Noah was 500 years old, and he had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Right? Japheth. I don't know. Once again, I didn't look up these names. I really am not good at doing that. Anyways, so I say all of this because it leads into our story, right? So now God is looking at all of these people, okay? These people have come from Cain's family. So if you continue to go back a little bit further, it'll give you like Cain's family lineage, that kind of stuff. So now we're going into Noah's family, right? And during Noah's time, God looks at all of these people on the earth. And after seeing the men, you know, choose their own wives, he says his spirit will not remain, that they have 120 years because of their corruption. So basically, you could say, I guess, Cain's family did not take any lessons, notes, tidbits from Cain, and they continued to just follow in his footsteps, I guess. And so God was like, well, you have 120 years, and that's it. But, you know, after this, God comes to the decision that he regrets having created everything and was planning to destroy all of it. Every single thing. From the grass, to the dirt, to the animals, to the people, all your favorite flowers, mountain, all that stuff. Destroy it, right? But Noah found favor with God, because Noah was actually, you know, blameless among the people, and he walked with God. God goes and talks to Noah. He tells him his plan and gives him these instructions. So he says, the instructions are, make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it with pitch inside and out. This is how you are to make it. The ark will be 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. You are to make a roof, finishing the sides of the ark to within 18 inches of the roof. You are to put a door in the side of the ark. Make it with lower, middle, and upper decks. And then he goes in to talk about what the purpose of the ark is and what he's going to do and all that stuff. And then we continue and we go into it. And it says, You are also to bring into the ark two of all living creatures, male and female, to keep them alive with you. Two of everything, from the birds according to their kinds, from the livestock according to their kinds, and from animals that crawl on the ground according to their kinds. They will come to you so that you can keep them alive. Take every kind of food that is eaten, gather it as food for you and for them. And Noah did this, and he did everything God commanded him. So, you know, when you're a kid, you're thinking, oh, two cows, two bears, two tigers, two dogs. But in the reality of that, yes, it was two of those, but it was two of each kind. So let's say this, two polar bears, two brown bears, two grizzly bears, two pandas, two red pandas, you know, two of these monkeys, two of those monkeys. So there were an extreme amount of animals on this thing. And man, I know God protected them, but at the same time, if I knew that those animals wouldn't kill me, I would be cuddling with all of the animals. The lions, the tigers, and the bears. Oh my, that would be awesome. Amazing. Okay. So anyways, back to what we're going over. Noah did everything that he was asked, and once everything was completed, God tells Noah for all of them to enter the ark. At this time, Noah was 600 years old. Okay? So, once they load up, the rain doesn't actually come until 7 days later. So, 7 days after they get on the ark, it starts to rain. And once everyone and everything, every two of each kind, Noah and his wife and the three sons and their wives, once everybody was on the boat, God shut the door. And the rain continued to fall for 40 days, right? It lifted the ark, covering even the peaks of the mountains by at least, not, this is the minimum, 20 feet. So let's picture this, Mount Everest, Kilimanjaro, 20 feet underwater. The tallest mountains on this earth are at least 20 feet under the water. I'm scared of the ocean, okay? I don't know what lurks in there. And knowing that the tallest mountains on this planet were covered that much in water would honestly freak me out. I'm not gonna lie. So everything perished. Animals, people, plants, all the things perished, right? Gone. Vemus. The water surged for 150 days. I would go crazy to be confined for that long. Not only to be confined, but for there to know that there's not any grass and everything is gone. So God remembered Noah and everything and everyone else on the ark, and he passed a wind for the water to subside. And it subsided so much so that it decreased heavily by the 150th day. So on the 17th day of the 7th month, the ark actually came to rest on top of Mount, as a southerner, I want to say Ariat, but is it Ariat? Somebody tell me. By the 10th month, the mountaintops were visible. So after 40 days, after this, I guess, Noah sent a raven out of the window that he had made, and it went back and forth until the water had dried up. Then he sent a dove, but it found no resting place. So Noah waited 7 more days, But once he sent it back out, the dove did not return. After a good bit, the earth was officially dry. So after a very long time, and it specifies that, but my brain had to make it make sense. Go read it yourself. Anyways, so God tells Noah to get everyone and everything out of the ark. And so the doors were open, they left, and they spread. Afterwards, Noah built God an altar, and he took all the clean animals and offered them and burnt them and gave them to God. And God, smelling the wonderful aroma, he says he will never curse the ground again. He also blessed Noah and told him for them to go and be fruitful. But of course, you know, he gives them some rules because we got to have rules. We got to have structure, you know. Can't live life without them. And so God actually talks about keeping his promise and says, I have placed my bow in the clouds, and whenever I do this, it will remind me of the covenant that he made with Noah. After some random, not so random, family drama, Noah lived 350 more years, dying at the ripe old age of 950. So chapter 10 kind of goes into this, some of the family tree stuff, and this leads to actually the Tower of Babylon, which then leads into Abram, which is a whole nother topic, story time. Probably like two episodes. I don't know. He's got a lot going on. Anyways, so that is where I'm going to end our story. That is where the story of Noah ends. And I love Noah. Noah is a happy Bible story, a happy character, I feel like. That definitely, if you ask a child, you know, what Bible story is their favorite, or what Bible story do they know, they're going to say Noah, probably. Noah's Ark. My room was actually Noah. My mom made my room Noah, and I loved it. But one day, I eventually want to go up to Kentucky and go and see the ark that they built, because it's incredibly, I mean, they built it accurate as possible, and I would love to go see that. And the Creation Museum, amazing. So if anybody wants to go on a field trip, or you've been on that field trip and you want to tell me about it, that would be awesome. So I hope y'all enjoyed this quick little episode on Noah, and I will catch y'all on the next episode. Bye.